Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's Boomer and Geo on The Fan and the CBS Sports Network.
For the Built for Tough Studio, Boomer Esiason, Greg Giannotti. It's Boomer and Geo on The Fan, simulcast across the country on CBS Sports Network and wherever you are on the free Odyssey app. Good Tuesday morning. Annoying Knicks loss last night. Julius Randle goes off, but they can't play any defense, and the end of the game was just sloppy and something that you flush and you move on, but you respect the fact that Julius Randle went off. You got Rick Pitino officially being the head coach of St. John's, a press conference a little bit later today. More of this WBC that's rolling on, and everybody just in love with this tournament. I mean, I saw that John Morosi, they say this has been magical. Magical what's going on at the WBC. I don't see it, but we've got a lot for you today, including what the hell's going to happen in the NFL. Good morning, Boomer. How are you?
Yeah, good morning, G. First things, I do have I have to make a complaint.
And
I need Al to send the complaint up the flagpole.
Oh, wow.
We definitely need new Dunkin' Donuts cups, all right, because we're running out of Dunkin' Donuts cups, and the reason that these cups are important is that coffee is so hot back there. The cheap cups that we have that are not Dunkin' cups, I almost burned my hand.
Mm.
So the coffee's hot. It's great. It tastes good. But we need new cups, Al. So
I agree.
Make sure we get new cups, okay?
We need the double-lined cups.
Yes, yes. And they're great. They're absolutely great. I found one because I found out who was hoarding them.
Oh, someone's hoarding them?
Yes.
Carton and Roberts?
No. He's to your left in there.
Oh,
that guy.
Really?
Eddie's hoarding the Dunkin'
You're
cups.
You're squirreling away the cups.
Okay, if I had a whole sleeve, that would be hoarding. If I have enough.
You had a whole sleeve.
No,
the beginning of the week, you had a whole sleeve.
No, I did not.
You had a whole sleeve.
A sleeve meaning 10? No, a sleeve is like 40 of them.
See, he had over 10.
See, I think anything over 10 sleeve-worthy.
Sleeve,
it was not over 10.
Worthy.
There was about 5, maybe 6.
Well, where did you start, though? Did you start with a sleeve?
No.
I stole one from you this morning.
Okay.
That's the only place I could find one. There's not one to be found anywhere except Eddie Scazzeri has them.
Oh, I bet you there's
he
some.
He does have them.
If you go to Craig's office, I open up a drawer, I guarantee there's 50 of them in there.
You think Craig Carton is stealing Well, he doesn't even drink coffee, does he?
I know,
he?
They probably use them for ice cream.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, right. Chinese food.
Yeah, soy sauce for
right,
the dumplings.
Exactly. Popcorn, anything. And
exactly.
By the way, Al, did you not have a moderate stack on your desk?
I had a small sleeve as well.
Awesome. Not a sleeve, a small stack.
I took about 10. Because when they're plentiful back there, we bring some, not many, for the office so we don't have to keep going back if we're doing a K-cup situation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, not
couple
in my
sleeves.
Office. It's your office.
Yeah, a couple sleeves.
All right, so make sure you sent the complaint up the flagpole, will you please?
Couple sleeve balls in there.
Yeah, I need some sleeves. All right, so anyway, watching this Knicks game last night, here's what I thought. First of all, no defense, which is fine. They're going to have those nights. And the other team, in this case, Minnesota, without two of their star players, was hitting everything. Tayshaun Prince was just amazing last night, especially from three. Julius Randle. They both were great last night. It was a really fun game because it was back and forth. Imagine if that game didn't have any timeouts last night.
Oh, I mean, yeah,
it'd be unbelievable.
Great. Total entertainment,
man. The last 5 minutes, it's stop here, stop there, get the whiteboard out. Nobody's paying attention anyway. So why don't we just play it through and get rid of these stupid timeouts.
I know, you hate those timeouts.
I hate it because it just ruins the game. Because the game is great. It's up and down. Okay, so it's an offensive game. We always laud them when they play defense because that's in our DNA. That's who we are as Knick fans.
Yes.
We love defense. But we also love, you know, an explosive offensive night every now and again. And last night happened to be that for Julius Randle. What I thought, not only were the Minnesota Timberwolves making their shots, but the thing that bothered me in the last 5 minutes was like just the craziness of Emmanuel Quickly running all over the place.
Yeah, under control.
Right, completely out of control. And then he throws the ball to Julius Randle like with 3 seconds on the shot clock, you know, 3 feet from the three-point line.
Yeah, they were just
the awareness of Emmanuel Quickly at times. I love the kid. I told you I love the kid when they got him here from Kentucky. My buddies in Kentucky gave me glowing reports. And for the most part, he's been like 85% of that. He's been great. He's been energy. He has fun. He makes a big three-pointer last night. He's got to do his little dance going backwards. And then from that point on, it sucked. He was terrible.
You're telling me the dance had something to do with it?
No,
that was
a touch-the-money dance?
I mean,
listen, he plays a brand of basketball. I kind of like it because he's having fun, and he's giving you energy, and he's exciting. So I kind of like that. But his last 3 to 4 minutes last night was just brutal.
Yeah.
And it really put the team in a really tough spot, you know, whether it be, you know, the steal, and, you know, Breen and Clyde trying to figure out why the Minnesota coach would, you know, replay that steal. And you realize that when you're looking at it, that there was no foul there. And, you know, and Emmanuel Quickly is completely out of control going down the middle. It's 1 of 82. It's a bad loss because of the situation and the condition that the Timberwolves found themselves in.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to get crazy about it because you know what it's going to come down to for all of our hockey teams here and our two basketball teams is going to be how they play in the playoffs.
Well, specifically, and this is why last night I think Julius Randle specifically, because there's a lot of guys that, you know, Jalen Brunson, I'm not worried about. He was good, great in the playoffs last year for Dallas. And the rest of the guy, Josh Hart, I'm not necessarily worried about.
He missed a layup last night.
Yeah,
oh, right.
But still, I'm not necessarily worried about him the way his game is.
No,
who I'm worried about is Julius Randle, because the year that he was great, the MVP chance, we're talking about, you know, all NBA stuff, all of those things. The year that he was great, he turned into a pumpkin in the playoffs. He was awful.
That's
he
not
going
to happen.
So bad. Okay, how do we know that?
I know how I know that.
Are you going to tell me Jalen Brunson?
That's
okay,
how I know that.
But still, what do we see from Julius Randle at times?
Jalen Brunson will control the team. Jalen Brunson will get him open shots.
We still see too much of him trying to take over when he feels like he has to. And
last night, if you had over 50 points, you would have felt like you had to.
Either. I know. Last night aside, I mean, you've even come in here and complained after some of these wins, saying like, it's just he stops the offense. You're moving the offense. Then all of a sudden he stops, and then he gets all worked up, and we've seen this before.
He takes another technical.
Right.
Yeah, no,
so,
I know.
Like, this is what, you can't guarantee me that he's going to be great in the playoffs.
I just think that because Jalen Brunson is here, he's going to be.
I hope so.
He's not going to have nearly the pressure on him.
Yes, he is going to have the pressure on him.
And by the way, you know, can Tom Thibodeau draw up an out-of-bounds play? Can we draw up an out-of-bounds play once or twice?
Well, he leaves it up to the players, if you notice that. Like, every one of these things, well, there's a couple options on the play, blah, blah, blah. So, yeah.
It's just like, I don't want to coach these guys, and I don't want to tell them what to do. I mean, sometimes that drives me crazy, too. But, look, they're in the middle of a good year. I was watching some of the replay just to watch some of the things that were going on at the end of the game last night. Look, the Timberwolves came out, and they shot lights out. And Prince was, what, 8 for 8 from 3-point?
That is ridiculous.
I mean, they had both the Knicks and the Timberwolves made the same amount of 3-pointers. The Knicks shot well last night.
Yeah, I think they were 50% from 3.
The other thing that bothered me, too, at the end of the game, it was way too many layups for the Timberwolves. Yeah, they were hitting some 3-pointers, but whether it be a putback or whether it be, you know, nobody guarding the rim because Mitchell Robinson wasn't out there, and I don't know. He's not out there because Hartenstein's out there, whatever, but maybe it's because Mitchell's not happy with his play. And
he put all that stuff out there. He apologized for it, but he had that Snapchat stuff that he didn't want to do cardio
out
there.
He said he had family issues. And, you know, here's the thing. Every single, this will never happen. I know it will never happen. But have you ever noticed, and my hockey team, they don't really get in trouble on Twitter. It's at all. I don't even see them on Twitter. But like,
I'm talking about the Wasps.
No, I'm talking about the Rangers.
No,
I'm also like, I know for a fact that Lou Lamoriello is like, you're off social media. Mm-hmm. I don't want to see any nonsense on. Right. You're a hockey player. You're not a social media star. Whatever. I'm sure that's probably the way he's thinking. And there's never an issue with any of these players on social media. The only guy that got in trouble with social media was Tony D'Angelo because he was supporting Donald Trump.
I'll give you one more.
Yeah.
Ovechkin, Putin avatar. Remember one?
Yeah, yes.
That was another one.
But he doesn't really even tweet either.
He doesn't tweet. I mean, he just had a profile picture of him and Vladimir Putin.
They don't get involved in any of this nonsense and all this other crap and air their grievances on social media. Yeah. There's none of that. Because the moment that that happens is the moment that they're shipped out. Goodbye. Get out of here.
Well, with Lou, for sure, yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure that's the same thing with the Rangers. I'm sure that there's a somewhat of a... because I don't see any hockey players really tweeting anything. I mean, I don't. I mean, even like from Connor McDavid to Nathan MacKinnon and all these great players, I don't see
the only one
guy ever get in trouble on Twitter except for Tony D'Angelo because it was a support for... You know, Donald Trump, and at that point in time, it was like, let's get rid of him and cancel his ass.
Well, the only guy I remember during his playing career who received some sort of attention, it was positive attention, and then fame, and then he's carried that out in his post-playing career, is Paul Bissonnette. In his playing career, he used Twitter in a positive way.
He's playing for the Coyotes, I think. Right?
Okay, but still, but he used it in a way where people were entertained by him, and he kind of translated that into a media career.
Just to go back to Mitchell Robinson for a second. Okay, you got cardio. You ran up and down the court, and you know, quite frankly, you are the fifth option on offense.
Yeah,
and your option is in and around the basketball rim, and you are all about playing defense, and then you'll get a lob here or there. They don't want to put you on the line because you can't hit free throws. You don't have no mid-range jumper, what to speak of. You got to know who you are. And then I know he had some family issue or something that kind of precipitated all this stuff. But these guys tend to go on social media and they air their grievances. Like, I don't give a crap.
Yeah, I think
maybe that's why he didn't play as much as he, you know, and Hartenstein got a little bit more run last night.
He ends up putting it on Snapchat of all things, you know, where it disappears, thinking that someone's not going to screen grab it and tweet it out and put it on some other platform. But yeah, I mean, it was a tough moment for him. I think he does realize what type of player he is that he's had when he's been healthy. He's been a big part
of this team.
Of course he is. Yeah,
and he does little things that. You know, and they do show up in the box score. You know, the rebounds, the block shots, all that kind of stuff shows
up
in the box score.
They need him desperately. Yes. They need him.
I mean, you know, the last thing you want right now is one of your starting players to be in some mental space.
I don't think he's going to be fine. I think Julius Randle's the one guy I'm worried about because I think he's going to try to do too much. That's the one guy.
Jalen Brunson will handle everything.
Okay.
Him and Josh Hart, by the way.
But I'm telling you, when you get the ball in your hands, though, and you're Julius Randle, and you see how, I mean, he is someone who cares deeply and gets emotional on the court. We see it a ton, and sometimes he uses it to his advantage, and sometimes it's a disadvantage for him.
Let's face it. Last night, you know, he was on, so they were feeding him the ball. His third quarter was great.
Yep.
And you know, I think he kind of ran out of gas there towards the end. You know, it was a couple bad turnovers, but the turnovers were only because somebody threw him the ball with 3 seconds to go on the shot clock. Like, hello, wake up. I mean, so that's kind of the frustrating thing. And it's one game. And, you know, I said yesterday about this little end of season schedule here now because they have, what, 8 or 9 games?
Yeah, the boomer stretch. Yeah.
Yeah, 11 games left. I mean, these are all games where, you know, they're going to be favored in or have a very good chance of winning. And this is especially after beating Denver.
Yeah, and I was listening to Tiki and Tierney on the drive home yesterday, and we've talked about how great it would be if the Knicks get into the playoffs 4-5 seed and then end up winning that series, and that would be a huge thing for the Knicks, winning a playoff series, getting into the second round and being competitive. And BT said if they don't win now, he said if they don't win a series, then it's a total failure.
Well, it's pivot time.
He said pivot time, total failure season for the Knicks if they don't win a round. Now, I can't say total failure, but there will be extreme disappointment in the Knicks fan base if they end up losing to Donovan Mitchell and the Cleveland Cavaliers. That would be a huge disappointment.
They got to get to the second round.
Yeah, but would you say total failure, though?
I wouldn't say total failure, but they have to get there. That's why Jalen Brunson and Josh Hart are here.
Yeah, I would agree.
Is to elevate these younger guys. The other guy, and maybe because Julius had such a impactful night, scoring. The other guy that was kind of missing in action last night was R.J. Barrett.
Sure.
So, but again, if you have a guy that's scoring over 50 points, not everybody's going to get a chance to shoot the ball and have as many shots as they normally would. And I think they saw that he was hot. They fed him, and he basically delivered it until the end, and it got helter-skelter. It got helter. They could have had they had 2 5-point leads, and you're thinking, okay, this is it, this is it, this is it. And then Josh Hart misses that free throw, and then all of a sudden Minnesota comes down, and no rim protection whatsoever. And you hit a couple layups and a couple threes. Next thing you know, you're going home a loser and you're getting on a plane going to Miami.
Yeah, that's right. You go home a loser last night. Bad loss. Shouldn't have happened. But you got to flush it. You got to move on because it's regular season basketball. And still get either the 4 or 5 seed.
The team has done that for the most part.
Yeah, right.
The team has done that for the most part. They have lost games. They've lost a couple back-to-backs. And then they come back and they beat a team that you wouldn't expect them to beat given the way that they had been playing going into that game. But you could probably say the same thing about Minnesota last night.
Sure.
Well, they had one in their last 5 or 6 games.
Right. And the guys are out and they come in and
they got players. They got, you know what they have? They have a bunch of Josh Harts on that team is sure. What they have.
Right. All right.
No like stars.
Just a bunch of hard-working.
The stars weren't playing.
Lunch pail guys.
Blue-collar guys.
Blue-collar lunch pail guys. That's what the Timberwolves are.
I don't know. It's hard to think that a guy making $20 million is a blue-collar guy, but he definitely plays that way, or they play that way.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey, hey, hey. I'm Boomer Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Jerry Recco is in here. He's got an update jam full of sports news and notes and audio. What's up, Jerry?
Morning. We are brought to you by Superbook Sports. Visit Superbook.com. We're also brought to you by Jackpocket. Play official state lottery games on your phone. So here's the good from last night for Julius Randle and the Knicks.
Knicks do not have to foul here. And they get the turnover. Brunson to Randle. Randle on the drive. Goes inside. Bang shot. Chance for a 3-point play.
As Mike Breen on MSG at that point, 56 points for Randle. He would go for 57. Really shot it well. 19 of 29, hit 8 threes on the night, 8 of 14. Pretty good there, but it does come in a loss.
Rebound Randle, taken away by Anderson. Randle had it. Anderson snatches it away. Still don't have to foul. 6-second differential as Conley kicks it underneath. Prince layup. He bangs it in. Torian Prince with another huge bucket. And it's back to 5 with 10.4 remaining.
Again, Mike Breen and Clyde on MSG. Torian Prince also had 8 threes. He only shot 8 threes. 8 for 8. And the T-Wolves beat the Knicks in regulation 140 to 134. Prince finished with 35. Mike Conley had 24. Randle asked afterwards specifically on that last sequence there, were you looking for a foul from the officials? Minnesota got that big offensive board.
No, I was frustrated at myself, to be honest. He made a great play, a winning play. And I got to be able to come up with those rebounds down the stretch for our team, and I didn't. So I was just frustrated at myself.
All right.
Yeah.
Ownership. Okay, good. You know, I don't know. He was yelling at the referee or at least jawing, it seemed, chirping him, it seemed like. But at least, you know, after the game, he took ownership. What are you going to do? You're going to say, okay, I agree with that. He is chirping the referee, though.
Could have been about something prior in the game. Maybe it wasn't called. Who knows?
Whatever. I mean, he said the right thing in the post game, and he showed up there, and he spoke. There's a lot of times he's just bailed out of there in the past when he said,
all right, okay, come on, Julius. Come on, man. Let's go.
He's good. He'll be fine.
Okay.
I think.
I hope you're right.
I think.
Oh, listen, we got Jalen Brunson, man. He'll calm everybody down. He'll take over.
Knicks gave up 79 first-half points, 140 for the game. Tibbs, how would you describe your defense?
Not very good. 42 points first quarter. They got going. Good offensive team. Hard to shut them off once they get going like that.
Understandably so. Jaden McDaniels with 18 as well.
Always comes down to the last 3 minutes. and who has the ball in their hands and what they end up doing with it.
Yeah, most of the time, yeah, you would say.
In close games like this, of course.
Yeah, of course.
You know, like if Emmanuel Quickly is running around like his hair's on fire, you know what I'm saying? And he's, you know, getting the ball stolen away from him or throwing it to Julius with 3 seconds to go on the shot clock outside the three-point line.
Mm-hmm.
And then Julius is just not quick enough or doesn't elevate enough to be able to get a shot off against the guy that's about his size. It looks ugly.
Jerry said he was thrilled that the Knicks lost last night. Yes, thrilled. So
you had 12 guys that got paid to not play defense last night.
You have turned Jerry into the biggest Knicks hater on earth right now. He wants to see their demise. And, of course, they're not going to win a championship, so he will celebrate in that.
There will be a Knick Elimination Day at some point.
Yeah. Right, of course.
How did...
No, Nets didn't play last night.
I know they didn't play. How did the Mavericks do?
So the Mavericks, it's interesting you say that. So they're in Memphis. First things first, you had this.
You can hear the crowd behind me. Ja Morant entering the building here at FedEx Forum. Ja Morant's suspension did end today. He is with the team, was with the team today. Taylor Jenkins said prior to the...
So oh, my excited. God, that's on so Valley Sports.
Remember the last time you saw him, he was waving that gun in the strip club, and it was like 6 inches of cash in the ground. And then that picture came out. Remember him getting the lap dance? Wow, there he is. Ja Morant, remember prior to that, he got a fight in a mall with his mom, and then he punched some teenager at his house. Yeah, that guy. There he is, man. He's awesome. He's back. Look at him. He's looking great. Healthy. Look at that guy. Healthy he looks.
He was very excited.
Whoa!
Come on. Just...
Remember when he put the red dots on the assistant coach's heads and he was threatening to shoot him to death? Yeah, that guy. With all his buddies. He's back, baby. He's back. Whoa!
Valley Sports.
With the all right, so how did the
so
game
the Grizzlies go? Are down 13 going into the fourth quarter. And then the Mavericks, they beat them. They outscored them by 17 in the fourth. 112-108.
Luka Doncic did not play in this game, right?
No, and Kyrie Irving went 0 for 8 in the fourth quarter.
Well, I saw some of the highlights of this game. Kyrie actually played really well until the fourth quarter.
Until the fourth.
But it's just amazing how
these games change.
No matter what team he goes to, the other star on that team gets hurt.
Yeah. Well, not with the Cavs. I mean, it happened with the Nets and here right now, but well, I mean, not the Cavs and the Celtics.
Went to the Nets, Durant was out.
Yeah, it was already out.
Oh, that's right. They paid him for not playing. That's right. That $45 million that year.
That is true.
Yeah.
I'm very sure.
Stupid. So stupid.
Oh, you are relentless. Bulls beat the Sixers in double overtime, 109-105.
Screw-ups by a GM in the history of this.
You know what that was? That was a GM that had balls. Big balls to try and go win a championship.
John Isaac-level decision-making.
Risk-reward.
Let's pay a guy for not playing.
High reward.
Yeah, no reward.
Didn't work. And you know what they've done? In the great words of Brandon Tierney, they've pivoted.
Pivot time!
And they made
pivot
good time. Moves, and they're still going to make the playoffs.
Pivot time. That's in your face. Yes. In your face.
Nets-Cavs tonight. You want the Cavs. You need the Cavs tonight. Or not the Cavs, the Nets.
Yeah.
To beat the Cavaliers because you want to overtake Cleveland. So we shall see. The Nets are 39-32. Cleveland 45-28. We'll have it for you on the Fan. St. John's hired Rick Pitino as expected as their new head coach. Madison Square Garden today. Press conference to announce it. Reports say 6-year deal. Now, Mike Francesa is a big St. John's guy, as we know.
It's his birthday yesterday.
Yesterday,
right?
Very special day, as he would tell us.
First day of spring is this evening. I know that because obviously I was born on the first day of spring. This is my birthday today.
I love that.
As everything springs anew, the red-breasted robin, the snow melts on the ground, the chirps, the buds are sprouting, And it's also my birthday. Okay, so the red-breasted robin knows to come out when it's my birthday. Goes, cheep, cheep. And I say, what's up? And I say, oh, that's right. It's my birthday today. Nature tells me when my birthday is. It is the equinox. Okay. And I'd like a couple birthday wishes from our emailers on this Bet Rivers podcast.
Cheap, cheap.
So man, I mean, you know, with Michael Kay's new contract, what do you think Mike's going to get?
But the equinox isn't always the same day, though.
It is funny, though, that you mentioned the day it's shared with many people, as he also told us, all the big stars.
Well, I know the people who have the same birthday as me, including Pat Riley. And Spike Lee, who share the same birthday as me every year.
And also Jesus Christ. Everybody thinks it's Christmas, but it's the same day as me. Okay, also Moses.
What I like about this,
George Washington.
They share the same day every year.
Yeah, as I say, the same day every year. Gandhi. Okay. Abraham Lincoln. Okay. And so all these guys, happy birthday to all you. Right. We get together every year. All of us who have the same birthday. And the red-breasted robin. We all get together.
Cheep, cheep.
Hey, cheep, cheeps at all of us. Pulls a worm out of the ground. Sucks it right up. And that's when you know it's my birthday. So, give me a second. I'm going to sing it to myself. Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday, dear big guy. Happy birthday to me. Okay.
Best loss to the Nationals. 3-2 in spring action. I know. You had Justin Verlander allow 2 runs on 2 hits over 4 2/3. He walks 6, but Buck Showalter says whatever.
A lot of borderline pitches. But physically he's in good shape. And, you know, I'm not sure what Justin had to say, but... No, he's where he needs to be physically.
That's all that matters. Meantime, with Puerto Rico done and the WBC, Francisco Lindor back with the team.
Oh, that's nice.
He was talking about the Edwin Diaz injury and how much it hurt to see it.
It was heartbreaking. I never knew I loved Edwin so much until I couldn't stop crying. And that's when I realized I loved Edwin a lot.
I thought I hated him, actually.
2 years ago, we did hate him.
I couldn't believe it. He goes down, and I'm crying. That was a weird one. So it also sounded like he was riding a horse, didn't it?
He was like, coming to training camp.
Mets Astros today at 1:10. Yankees Tigers today at 1:05. Luis Severino starts for the Yanks. Meantime, the U.S. will play Japan in the WBC Championship. Mexico had a lead late, but Japan came storming back, started by Shohei Ohtani and then finished by Munetaka Murakami.
Cracked in the air, deep center field. Thomas on the move. It's off the wall. Ohtani's in to score. Here comes the winning run. Japan turns it around on its last breath.
And so this should be fun tonight as you get the U.S. and Japan. Maybe we got an Ohtani-Trout matchup at some point.
I got the Canes and Rangers. Come on now.
I didn't say for you, but this is a big game for baseball fans. I will say that. In Tampa, the Bucs introduced Baker Mayfield as their new quarterback. He knows he's stepping into some mighty big shoes.
Listen, I'm never going to be Tom Brady. There's a reason he has won so many Super Bowls. He's the greatest of all time. There's no doubt about that. And I'm not going to try and beat Tom. I'm going to be me. That's what's gotten me to this point. We're going to do it differently, but that's what makes this league so special.
No. Yeah, but my wife didn't leave me for a jiu-jitsu instructor. Questions? Wow.
Yeah.
You know, he's got 102 touchdowns and 64 interceptions. You know, he was in that crap organization of Browns for all those years. Won that playoff game on the road in Pittsburgh. I don't know. He's going to the wrong team at the wrong time right now, but I know he wants to be a starter in this league, so good luck to him. I actually still like the guy.
Yeah.
I just, you know, what he did for the Rams last year was pretty impressive.
what you have said before, he is in the QB blender. Right now,
yeah,
he's in the
blender. He's just like Sam Darnold.
Right. He's in the Browns and the Panthers. Well, Sam Darnold ended up in a great place. But with Baker Mayfield, Browns, Panthers, and now a Bucks team that looks terrible.
Browns, Panthers, Rams.
Rams, yeah, to come when the Rams are having the worst season ever.
Yep. He's very, very unlikely to have any sort of significant success.
Well, here he is talking about bouncing around. This is never part of the plan.
It's not how I drew my career up by any means. If I was to tell you how it would go based on the plan, I wouldn't have said that I put on three different uniforms in the year 2022, but that's how it happens. And so you got to learn from it, roll with the punches.
And so he starts anew. Texans signing tight end Dalton Schultz, and Cam Newton announced on his Twitter page he will be throwing at Auburn's pro day. Here he is not understanding how he doesn't have a job right now.
Tell me how these randoms keep getting jobs.
Don't worry about it. I'm going to say, I can't wait to say.
I'm not really sure what this is.
That's the guy I want running my team right there. He sounds really together. By the way, he spent his last year playing, throwing the ball into the ground.
He was terrible.
The last 2 years, good, actually.
I know. I'm well aware. If I saw what he did in New England, I wouldn't sign him either.
So he's 32 years old, and, obviously Aaron Rodgers is 39 years old, and he sees these other guys, like Baker Mayfield, I'm sure, and Sam Darnold getting a job out in San Francisco, and he's thinking to himself, oh, I'm better than those guys. I'm a former MVP. I'm a great athlete. But I honestly don't think I've ever seen a guy lose it.
That quickly,
that early in his career. Now, I don't know what he's going to do at Auburn. Maybe somebody will take a flyer. I doubt it, but we'll see.
And he was actually playing well there for the Patriots, and then remember he got COVID and then came back.
And that was not the same player.
It was not the same. Maybe it's a long COVID situation.
Maybe.
He still got it. I mean, that was just nuts, though. When he came back, he was awful, absolutely awful.
I was listening the other day. There were studies about long COVID and about the lack of oxygen to the brain because of the severity of the COVID that a patient may have had.
Mm-hmm.
And that long COVID may have something to do with the loss of, I don't know how significant the oxygen loss was, but I'm sure that it was to a point where it probably has left an effect on people, depending on how you dealt with it. We were lucky. We all kind of dealt with it and just got right through it.
Yep.
Al, you had it, right?
No, never got COVID.
And Eddie.
Eddie, you never got it
no
either.
No COVID.
Huh?
It's a COVID-free room over here.
I got it twice.
Yeah.
Twice or three times?
Twice. I think I got it twice.
I don't remember. Rangers, Hurricanes tonight, Devils, Wild tonight, Islanders, and Maple Leafs. And next hour, a piece of audio that I would deem unbelievable.
Okay.
I'll leave it there.
I like that.
All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hi, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. This afternoon, I am judging the greatest bartender on Long Island contest.
How many bartenders are involved?
Well, they started with 16, and they whittled it down to two, and now these two guys are going to go up against one another, and they're making three signature cocktails each, and then I have to, I'm assuming I'll just sip. I can't sit there and have six drinks in the afternoon. It'll be a mess, but I'll just sip these six drinks. They go up against one another, and then I got to pick one, and they get a golden shaker.
And where is this?
This is at the meatball place in Patchogue. So it's not that far away from me.
It's called the meatball place?
It's called the meatball place.
All right, okay. I'm sorry. I didn't know about them.
Well, yeah, the meatball place.
All right, so they obviously have a bar, and...
Yep.
And who are the other judges?
Yeah. Celebrity judges. They're not really celebrity judges, I guess. Well, one guy's a well-known Long Island bartender. He opened up a restaurant, and someone else is a food blogger or something like that.
And you.
And me. It's just like, Greg Giannotti hosts a radio show and likes to drink. That's what the guy put in here. So it was like, he's a judge. I was like, okay, fine.
Well, I mean, you could be an expert.
Yeah, I mean...
I mean, they make it in tequila drinks, then
one of them's a margarita, yes.
All right, well, there you go. I bet you that will swing your vote.
Yeah, the margarita... There's a old-fashioned, and there's something else.
Do they have to use top-shelf spirits?
I would hope so.
I would hope so, too, man.
You can't make it well drinks in this situation, right?
Slacking and not using Casamigos.
You better be. That would be the thing. Yeah, I should demand that when I go in there. Demand the Casamigos margarita.
You're a legit celeb, so I think you could do that.
I don't think so. But if the winner really wants to get after me and make sure, like, I want his vote, because I can taste it. Don't even try to slip anything past me.
I'm telling you.
All right? Yes. Don't try to slip anything past
me. So one's a margarita. What are the other two drinks?
An old-fashioned and
something
with brandy. There's another one. I don't know.
Brandy?
Yeah.
They're not making you a Negroni?
No. Just an old-fashioned, a margarita, and then a sidecar? Have you ever heard
sidecar,
of
sidecar, yes. I've heard of that.
I've never had a sidecar.
Okay.
But that's the third drink. So I got to sip them. Hopefully I will sip them because there's six of them. Plus, I'm trying to,
there's six. Well, because they each make them.
Right. Right. Yeah, okay. So, I mean, and I'm trying to be healthy. So
I wonder why they picked those particular cocktails. Popularity?
I guess so. I don't know. The sidecar to me is the interesting one. But the margarita and the old fashioned, those are two classic cocktails, right?
Yes.
Sit down, get a good margarita, get a good old fashioned. It's tremendous. The sidecar, I've never ordered a sidecar. I don't even know what the hell it was.
Well, the main alcohol is a brandy. There's the look of it.
Oh, so it comes in one of those martini glasses?
Yes.
So I got to sip like a...
Put your pinky out. Yeah, you got to put your pinky out.
And all
will be fine.
All right, very good. I'll let you know how it goes. And they get a whole trophy and the golden shake.
Nice trophy. There's a lot of trophy given out there. A
lot
Patchogue
of trophy.
And Long Island and Sayville.
What do you mean?
We got that Biggest Loser thing coming up.
Yes, I do. I know. This is not going to help that. Even though
just a little sip here, a little sip there. It's okay.
I can't wait for that to be over, man. I am just restricting myself. I kid, April 1st. I've already decided I want to go to eat for lunch and dinner on April 1st because I'm just going to go crazy that day, then get back on it because I got to get the bike tour going and everything else. But I got to eat some real food.
By the way, we're doing great for the bike tour. I think we may have one team available, so I'm not really sure. But if you want to ride on that bike tour with us, you can do that.
You can sign up this late.
I think there's 105 of us I know committed.
Okay.
And I think there's one possible. I'm having a meeting after the show today.
All right, very good.
About this, so I don't know if there's one team available, but if not, just check with Jerry Cahill at Esiason.org.
All right, perfect. And we'll get that going. I'm excited to participate again. Speaking of bartending, I'm at a fundraiser we're having at the Portly Villager. I'm guest bartending on April 30th, and we're going to raise as much money as possible for it.
That'd be great.
And then put us over the top, baby.
And then on top of that, we still have the April 7th deal.
Live show, yes.
Right.
So after April 1st, I got all this stuff going on.
My God, man. It's just nonstop with you people.
A lot of action. Well, I mean, you're not coming. I mean, you're going to the live show, obviously. Yes. You're not going to come to the... Well, maybe you would come to the Portly Villager thing. What do you think about that?
I don't know, maybe.
You stop in on... It's a Sunday.
Stop in on
maybe
a
you're out
Sunday.
East. Maybe you're out east.
And maybe I'm out east and on my way back.
Yeah. And pop right in for one. I'll make you a drink.
I keep forgetting that I got to go to the West Hampton Brewery.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
I, you know what it is? You get out there...
And you relax.
No.
Oh.
And I hit the West Hampton exit.
Okay.
And I'm like, I'm almost there.
Yeah.
And I always forget. And I even, we're telling the guys the other day about not stopping at the West Hampton Brewery. I'm going to do it, though. And me and Gunnar definitely want to do it together. That's for sure.
Okay. All right. Perfect.
He's a big brewery guy. Kind of like Al.
Big brewery guy.
Loves a good IPA.
Yeah. That Al's Boring Beer is everywhere down there. I see pictures of it. People tagging me in tweets.
They got like that liquor stores down there now.
They do. They have it in local liquor stores as well.
That's tremendous, and it's still raising money for Boomer, which is awesome.
Awesome.
All right, did you see Jimmy Garoppolo's offer from a couple of people out in Vegas, in Nevada, rather?
Okay, what's the offer?
The offer is free sex for life from a brothel. So, the famous...
I mean, that's, you want Aaron Rodgers coming here, put that up. Forget about Rayo's. I mean, as much as it would be great to go to Rayo's.
Sure. So
I don't think Aaron's girlfriend would appreciate that.
No, I don't think so. But he drops those girlfriends very quickly. You know, he moves on. Shailene Woodley, Blue of the Earth.
Seems like he likes this
Patrick.
New one. Seems like he likes
Olivia Munn. He just moves on quickly. So he does. He might. This one might be the one. Who knows?
Could be the one.
Could be the one. But yeah. So I've heard of the Bunny Ranch out there with that Dennis Hoff who ran it, who I think has passed away. But this is
what's the basketball player?
Lamar Odom.
Yeah, he
got airlifted out of there for doing crack. But this is a different one. So this is the Chicken Ranch brothel. Have you heard of them?
I've heard of the Chicken Ranch.
You have heard of the Chicken Ranch?
Yes.
All right. Well, the Chicken Ranch has...
Take care of your chickens.
Yeah, right. Take care of your chickens is right. So two ladies, this is from TMZ, two ladies, Caitlin Bell and Alice Little of the famous Chicken Ranch.
Do you have a photo?
Yes, I do. I do if you'd like to see it. Both of them are here. And they said they were really excited that Jimmy G, the heartthrob, was moving to their neck of the woods. And they said they are very grateful that he chose the Raiders, and they want to give him the free-for-life sex package. Both of them. So,
And photos, please?
You want the photos?
Yeah.
It says he deserves free sex just for joining our team, one of them said.
All right, well, it's Jimmy G. I got to scroll down. That's one of them there. All right, and the other one is there.
And I think the reason why they were into this, not only of him being good looking, but also remember he took that porn star out to dinner.
Right.
So they probably feel like this is a guy who would be into that.
Well,
you think he goes there? At least once.
I would say yes. Based on the one photo.
Yeah, it's funny. They're like, oh, you know, free sex for life. I'm like, I already think he's getting that. Because he's Jimmy Garoppolo.
Well, he may have to have a contract signed before that.
Yeah.
You never know.
Maybe.
The money is just way too significant.
It is.
I mean, it's almost Michael K money.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.